This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And it's summertime. The temperatures are about to soar. We've got something cooling for you today. That's the theme of today's program. We're going to talk about cryotherapy, according to a new book by Dr. Daniel Fenster, today's guest. Cryotherapy is the secret to staying young. And it's also got a host of health benefits. We're going to take a deep dive on the subject of this novel therapy. Dr. Daniel Fenster is the clinical director of Complete Wellness NYC. They're near neighbors to me, where I practice on the Upper East Side of New York. He's practiced chiropractic and functional medicine in New York City for 30 years. Graduated from Life Chiropractic College in Marietta, Georgia. And in an effort to fill a gap in the healthcare field, he founded Complete Wellness NYC in 2007. His vision is to treat patients with a unified synergy, merging essential services and amazing providers under one roof. So it's kind of a spa-like group practice that he presides over in New York City. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, Daniel. It's a pleasure having you on board.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Okay, first of all, help us understand what cryotherapy is, because, you know, I enjoy a cold swim now and then. I find it invigorating. Some people like a cold shower. But cryotherapy seems to go beyond that, and there are historical precedents for it as well, right?
There are a lot of historical precedents. So let's first differentiate between whole-body cryotherapy and local cryotherapy. Whole-body cryotherapy is where you step into a chamber, which gets very cold. We'll talk about that more in 1 second. And local cryotherapy is where they can just do it locally, obviously, as the name says, to one particular area. You can do a cryotherapy
with
facial.
like a wand kind of treatment.
Exactly. And if someone, let's say, has chronic tendonitis, there's an application there for local cryotherapy. I think we'll probably talk mostly about the whole body for today. Whole body cryotherapy, you step into a chamber and it is cooled by nitrogen. The machine turns liquid nitrogen into vapor nitrogen, and it envelops the body in the unit that I promote and that I have. The head sticks out of the unit because we cannot breathe pure nitrogen, even though nitrogen is very highly present in the air that we breathe. Pure nitrogen would kill us. So the head is out, and there's an oxygen meter around the head. So if the oxygen level is not high enough, the machine automatically turns off. And the nitrogen vapor envelops the body for 3 minutes. That is the maximum amount of time that physiologically we could take that cold temperature. And I always hesitate telling people what that temperature is, because it's scary when you hear it, but when you've done it, it's not quite so bad. But it is negative 250 degrees Fahrenheit, which is colder than the coldest place on Earth. But I can definitively tell you...
It's like the temperature on Jupiter or something like that.
Yeah, you know, something crazy.
Where there's
like
liquid nitrogen is kind of flowing around.
Exactly. It's not uncomfortable. I mean, it's not warm, obviously, but it's not uncomfortable at all. One of my favorite stories is I usually do cryotherapy before I work out, because the way it treats the body. I'm sure we'll get into that. It invigorates the workout. So the workout is easier. It's more energized. So I did my workout. I did my cryotherapy. I did my workout. And then on this particular day, we had no hot water in the building. And getting into the cold shower was 1,000 times more painful than doing the 3 minutes of cryotherapy.
I thought you were going to say, getting into the cold shower was a piece of cake after being in minus 250, but...
No, the exact opposite.
Yeah, interesting.
And that's because of the density of the water compared to the density of the vapor enveloping your body.
So you say that by way of reassurance, because a lot of people say, oh, I hate the cold. You know, my swimming pool has to be a perfect 74 degrees before I even want to dip my toe in it. I wait till August to go swimming. I hate cold showers. Some people advise them, but that's not for me. But you're saying even for those people, this therapy can be tolerable.
That's right. I mean, you come across people that hate cold no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to love cold, but it's not a bad experience. Most people at the end of their first cryotherapy session, which again is 3 minutes long, they say, oh, that's it? Yeah, that's it. It's over. You know, people expect something horrible when they hear the number, when they hear about it, but it's really not terrible at all. I mean, quite frankly, I enjoy it.
Well, if they want longer, then you'll have to get an ice pick to get them out of there, right?
Well, the machine only goes to 3 minutes because physiologically we could frostbite would start to kick in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta say this because let's be graphic here. There are certain parts of the body that are shall we say more external, more exposed, and is that potential? I mean, I'm talking about digits. I'm talking about toes, fingers, yeah. And perhaps other appendages that protrude from the body. Are we a little concerned about those?
So, the first parts we'll talk about first.
Yes.
You have to wear gloves. Or slippers, both of those. Some people, just as an extra precaution, as I said, the head sticks out. You can put your hands out also. Mm-hmm. You just put your hands on the top of the machine, very easy and not to worry. And people wear underwear.
Okay.
So, it's not.
But not long underwear, not thermal underwear. Okay. Just
no, not like, that would.
Briefs.
That would
defeat the purpose.
That would eliminate the benefit of the cryotherapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just briefs. And socks and some kind of slipper, or we give people Crocs in addition to socks. Some people can just wear their shoes, whatever their preference is, and we supply mittens, wool mittens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a bad look, briefs and wingtips with black socks. That's not a good look, so probably the Crocs would do better.
But it's effective, so that's the most important thing that we're interested in.
Okay, so it in your book, Cryotherapy, The Secret to Staying Young, it talks about all the athletes who are using it now. It is said that LeBron James has used this type of cryotherapy, whole-body cryotherapy. Usain Bolt, the world's fastest man, soccer player Ronaldo, my namesake, who's world-famous, Jason Kidd, who played for the Nets and then subsequently coached. All these guys seem to think there's something to it.
Oh, there is definitely something to it. There's no question about it. Cryotherapy just means ice therapy. Athletes, professional athletes, have been icing for years.
They're in the insane ice baths, those metal baths with the ice cubes. Like, how the hell do they do it?
Exactly. I'm sure many of your listeners have seen on television and in movies those scenes of the football players after the game sitting in those ice baths, which again is 1,000 times more painful than the vapor of nitrogen surrounding the body. So ice therapy has been around for a long time. It's nothing new. It's known to be effective. One of the ways that I began to get turned on to the benefits of cryotherapy, not the gas cryotherapy, was when I did a triathlon back in 2010. I went to my local gym where I belong. They had an ice bath, and I stood in that ice bath for 20 minutes, and my soreness was minimal. Mm-hmm. So it served me very well. And then when
it's a strategy that I sometimes use after a long workout or an event is that, you know, get in the as cold water as I can tolerate. And some gyms have like an ice immersion pool, but man, you got to grit your teeth. Like I'm good for about 90 seconds in one of those.
Well, that's exactly right. So 90 seconds is the minimum amount of time that somebody can stand in a cryotherapy chamber and get a benefit. So at the beginning, the first time someone does cryotherapy, if they really don't like it, you know, after a minute and a half, I'll say to them, okay, let's stop for today.
Tap out, so to speak.
You can tap out. Yep. You've gained a benefit. But, you know, longer, of course, is better, up to the limit of 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's a hard stop. There's no negotiation about that.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here goes. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Herpanosine Skin Support. Your skin is your largest organ. Treating and preventing serious, unsightly, and at times painful skin problems must be done from the inside. That's why for over 28 years, people worldwide have experienced safe and positive results with the award-winning vitamin formula Herpanosine Skin Support. Herpanosine utilizes the finest quality gluten-free non-GMO vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, as well as antioxidants. 11 powerful and proven ingredients which work together synergistically to support skin health from the inside out where it counts. It's manufactured in an FDA-licensed facility that's backed by science. Healthy skin starts from within. Get Herpanosine Skin Support online at diamondformulas.com or by calling 888-467-4200. Use the coupon code Hoffman for free shipping at diamondformulas.com or call 888-467-4200 for Panacine Skin Support. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine the continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Daniel Fenster. Okay, so how is it work physiologically? You know, you're a chiropractor, you've studied the nervous system and the muscles, and you know, you're familiar with inflammation. What's thought to be the mechanism behind which it alleviates aches and pains and relieves delayed onset muscle soreness and so on?
So there's the application of cold to the body, just that simple, first and foremost, direct application.
That's the Rice principle, rest, ice, compression, and elevation.
Exactly. That simple application works very well. If someone has a sore shoulder, as you said, sore legs from exercise, that very cold procedure is very, very helpful. So that's the direct benefit of ice. Then there's the indirect benefit, which is the body goes into a fight or flight. It's not used to this kind of situation. So that starts to stimulate all sorts of blood shunting to the core and cytokine release and all of these different procedures that the body responds to the cold that reduce the inflammation in the body. And, you know, people have described their responses to this in ways that I never thought possible. Interestingly enough, something that's not in the documentation that I hear almost all the time is that people sleep better after mm-hmm. cryotherapy. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it in documentation, but people talk about it all the time.
We'll talk a little bit about mood effects in a little while, but Definitely there's something analgesic about it, and it can be helpful for athletic injuries, certainly for athletic recovery. What about painful conditions like fibromyalgia, for instance? That's, you know, one of the most challenging medical conditions that we in the integrative medical community see. Any yep. prospect for that to achieve relief with cryo?
So there have been some studies that document the benefit of cryotherapy on fibromyalgia in conjunction with other treatments. It has enhanced the benefit of other treatments because fibromyalgia has an inflammatory component. And if we can reduce that inflammation in the body, then, you know, of course, people are going to benefit. And we know that most disease processes, I mean, you could probably speak to this better than I can, most disease processes have some inflammatory component or are in fact inflammatory based. Mm-hmm. So if we can reduce inflammation in the body, that will serve the body well in the long run.
Is it possible that cold stress does sort of a reset on the body, on the autonomic nervous system, on the various cytokines, on the neurotransmitters? I mean, it's a shock to the system, but maybe it reboots things.
I've never heard it phrased quite like that or thought of quite like that, but I like that thinking, that it does kind of reboot the body, reset a new kind of normal because of the shock to the body. I mean, that is what cryotherapy is doing on one level. It's sending that body into that very intense fight or flight without damaging it in that 3-minute cryotherapy session.
You know, there's speculation on how people can defeat the aging process. And, you know, one of the ways you can do that, and it's kind of a miserable process, is caloric restriction, fasting, intermittent fasting. You know, it's tough. But it's also thought that thermal stress, as our ancestors experienced, because, you know, cryotherapy in some ways is kind of paleo. You know, we evolved on the tundra of the ice age and experienced lots of cold. Of course, we also experienced heat without air conditioning, and taking the body from hot conditions to cold conditions, that form of what's called thermal stress is thought to induce a process called autophagy, which is a process by which the body kind of cleans up its own cellular debris. Is that something that factors into this?
Well, this is a shock to the body. And, you know, as you said, through technology, we've become so comfortable that those kind of shocks that we experienced almost on a daily basis in our, you know, our ancestral years, we're no longer experiencing that. Mm-hmm. So the shock to the system is definitely part of this design.
Also, there's this notion of brown fat, or sometimes referred to as bat fat. Also, bats and other rodents have brown fat. It's the kind of fat that's the good fat, the fat that's the fat-burning fat. And can we induce the formation of brown fat through sequential bouts of cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy has been documented to produce that fat. It's also been documented that it increases our caloric burning. Mm-hmm. I've heard as high as 3,100 calories from one session. Mm, so
wow.
people always say to me, "You mean 3 minutes in this machine makes me burn, you know, 3,000 calories?" It's not exactly that. It's the effect of the 3 minutes. The body heats up in its response to the cold, and over the course of the next few hours, you can burn significant calories because of the body's response to the cold.
It hikes your metabolic rate. So it's not like literally that in those few seconds that the body is burning the calories during that, but it over some time, it may upregulate your metabolic rate.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And, you know, people will notice that after the cryotherapy, they usually say, you know, an hour or two later, I feel warmer, mm-hmm. which is counterintuitive to many people because they think they would be colder. But the long-term effect after the cold kind of gets out of the body is a heating process.
Well, it may be that, and I'm just theorizing here, is that there's a vasoconstriction, you know, your blood vessels contract in response to the cold and your blood goes internally, but then maybe there's a compensatory reactive vasodilation where your blood vessels expand to rewarm the cold tissue.
No, that's exactly right. That's what we talk about in terms of the blood getting very well oxygenated when people are in cryotherapy. So one of the things we always tell people is that they have to breathe deeply. You know, people's reaction sometimes to the cold is
just to gasp and hold their breath, yeah.
Exactly. So the blood is shunted away from the extremities and into the core, and when people breathe deeply, that blood becomes very well oxygenated, and then once cryotherapy is over, it returns to the extremities. And that's exactly why doing the exercise after cryotherapy is so powerful, because you have this fresh, well oxygenated blood in your extremities, and you can run faster, lift better, etc.
So we have to talk about the dangers of this, because frankly, there was a well-publicized incident of someone who decided after hours, you know, I'm going to treat myself to a cryotherapy session. You know, everybody's gone. I'm going to jump in the chamber, have a quick session. And inexplicably, the chamber didn't turn off. So I can imagine the next morning, the employees arrived and found that the receptionist was deep frozen in the cryo machine.
Right. No, so unfortunately, that's a very sad story. It's not really known, you know, what her intentions were working in that place. This happened in Las Vegas a few years ago. You know, she should have known the dangers. What exactly happened, no one knows. But since that time, the manufacturer of the machines that I use have stopped the machine at 3 minutes. It cannot go past 3 minutes.
Right.
So
that, and it always should be supervised anyway. I mean, that's it. Really,
you should
is not
always
common
be
sense.
Supervised. No one should ever do this alone. I myself don't ever do it alone, even though I've done it 1,000 times. You know, just you never know.
Yeah.
You know, terrible things can happen.
Yeah.
And even though the machine has been now limited to 3 minutes and can't go past it, you know, what would happen if I hit my head and I fell into the machine and had to breathe the nitrogen?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So yep. There are certain precautions, but just like a stove, it has to be used according to how it's designed and how it should be used and not how it should not be used.
Are there any limitations, like, you know, who is it's not for? Certain medical conditions, people on certain meds, certain age restrictions, anything like
sure.
that?
Sure. Of course, we don't allow children into the machine. There's no upper number, but, you know, generally when people get older, they have medical conditions that restrict them from it. But there's a whole list of restrictive conditions that people can't go into the machine, Ryder syndrome, and, you know, many different kinds of conditions.
If you have Raynaud's syndrome or something where you have very poor circulation of the fingertips, maybe that's not for you.
Exactly. Open wounds. You know, there is a list that we require people to check off actually every single time they use the machine, because conditions change, to make sure that they can, in fact, use the machine. But there are some contraindications.
Okay. All right. And pregnancy, of course, being one of them, that's probably not the greatest idea to, you know, freeze your fetus with cryotherapy.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
But it also should be
sure.
said
yep.
that even though it's extreme cold, it doesn't really enter your core. Certainly not in those 3 minutes. You know, no one's going to die of a frozen stomach, because it's very hard for the temperature to enter the core of the body, certainly in that short period of time.
Right, because it's in the gaseous form, not as a liquid, because a liquid would transmit the cold more to your core, you know, just like a swimmer who swims in like 45-degree water can get hypothermia pretty quickly.
That's right. And again, that speaks to the density of the vapor, to the density of the water against the skin and the comfort level.
Indeed. All right. Good point at which to pause, because we got lots more to cover. There's additional things we want to learn about cryotherapy. If you want to learn more, the book is Cryotherapy, The Secret to Staying Young. And Dr. Fenster, before we sign off for this half of the podcast, give us the information about your clinic, Complete Wellness in New York City, website, number.
Complete Wellness is at 30 East 60th Street. Our web address is CompleteWellnessNYC.com. Our phone number is 212-737-9000. And I should also say that I have a cryotherapy center out in the Hamptons.
Oh, really?
It's not part of Complete Wellness. It's a standalone facility.
Whereabouts?
That's in Watermill.
Okay. Not too far from where I hang out sometimes on weekends.
Exactly. And it's called Cool Zone Cryotherapy, and you can find that one on the web.
Oh, I bet that's a hit among the Hamptons set.
You know, the beautiful people in the Hamptons.
Exactly. And that's why, because they go for cryotherapy. That's why they look so good.
They're very cool.
You should have gotten a look at them right. Oh, yep. Should have gotten a look at them before they did cryotherapy. They didn't look so good, but now they're the beautiful people, and they're cool. All right, good segment. Let's return for a second part, where we're going to talk a little bit about some of the other effects of cryotherapy. It's a very interesting subject, because cryotherapy, I think, is really catching on across the country and around the world. Dr. Daniel Fenster is an expert, and we'll be right back to continue our conversation here on Intelligent Medicine.